As you'll know if ever you've tried to memorize a list of vocabulary, memorizing words or phrases doesn't tend to work very well. So, we're not going to do that here. Instead, what's going to happen in this course is that I'm going to introduce various words and ideas, with my expectation being that you won't remember all of them the first time around. You'll definitely forget some of them. And that's fine, because what this is going to allow me to do is to remind you of those words later on when I bring them up again. So the second, and actually the most important of my three setup rules is, don't worry about trying to remember what I'm teaching you. Instead, just let yourself forget it. The third and final, and fortunately very brief, setup rule is that I don't want you to worry about making mistakes. We all make mistakes when we are first learning a new foreign language. That's normal, and it's one of the best ways to learn, in fact. So don't worry about getting everything right the first time. Just relax and let it happen. So, to sum up, I want you to take your time, let yourself forget, and don't worry about making mistakes. If you can do that, then the course will work exactly as it's intended to. Now, the Chinese language. Chinese is often thought of as an incredibly difficult language, one completely alien to English in every way possible. Impenetrable, almost unlearnable, profoundly difficult anyway. In fact, it's none of these things. Grammatically, it has a lot in common with English. In many ways, it's far simpler than English, and it actually even shares some words in common with English. For example, we're all familiar with the names of some of the larger cities in China, for example, Beijing. Now, Beijing is in the north of China and actually means northern capital.
Bei
actually means north or northern, and
Jing
means capital. So,
Beijing
is literally the northern capital. Now, in the south of the country, there is Nanjing.
Nanjing.
So, given that Nanjing is in the south of the country, can you guess what Nanjing means? Again, Beijing is the northern capital, so Nanjing will be the southern capital? Did you work that one out? Well, now that we know that
Nanjing
means southern capital, can you work out what the word for south or southern is in Chinese? Yes, it's
Nan.
And so, what would be the word that means capital? Yes, again it's
Jing.
So, we have
Beijing,
northern capital, and
Nanjing,
southern capital. Let's look at another example. English speakers are all likely to have heard of the city of Shanghai. But do you know where Shanghai is? Is it inland or on the coast of China? Well, whether you knew the answer to this or not, it is in fact on the coast. And because it's on the coast, the Chinese have named the city On Sea, because it's so near the sea that it's practically on it. So if Shanghai,
Shanghai
means on sea, what do you think the Chinese word for on is? So again, if
Shanghai
means on sea, what's the Chinese word for on? Yes, it's
Shang.
And so what would be the Chinese word for sea?
Hai.
So, as you can see, you do actually already know a number of Chinese words. You just don't necessarily know what they mean yet. Now, as well as the names of various places such as
Beijing
and
Shanghai,
there are also a significant number of other words that have come into English, sometimes from the Mandarin Chinese dialect, which we are learning here today, or even more frequently from the Cantonese Chinese dialect. These words are very familiar to English speakers, though they are also often pronounced a bit differently from how they are in Mandarin Chinese. For example, Kung Fu, the martial art, is pronounced as
Gong Fu
in Mandarin. And you may have come across Chow Mein when you were in a Chinese restaurant. Chow Mein means fried noodles and is pronounced